奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家一起来继续查考约伯记的道理。
Christ will continue to study the words in the book of Job.
今天下午呢，我们要继续来谈谈神对约伯的熬炼。
And this afternoon, we'd like to continue to talk about the trials that God has given to Job.
神让约伯遇到苦难其实是有很重要的目的。
And God allowed Job to suffer for a very important reason.
就是要让他能够学习，即使在不明白神旨意的情况底下，他都愿意顺服。
And it's for him to understand that even though he does not understand the will of the Lord, he will still be obedient.
因为从头到尾，约伯都不知道为什么他会遇到这些事情。
Because from the beginning to the end, Job did not know why he encountered these things.
那约伯一直想要问神，要神给他一个答案。
And Job wanted to ask God and have God give him an answer.
但其实最后神也没有跟他回答。
But in the end, God did not answer him.
所以有些事情呢，我们今天在我们的生命里面，可能会碰到一些事情是我们不了解为什么会这样子。
And perhaps in our life, we may encounter things that we do not understand.
就是我们不知道为什么我们会遇到这种事情或碰到这样的人。
And perhaps we don't understand why we encounter certain things or encounter certain people.
但是如果我们知道这是从神来的，是神要给我们的训练。
If we know that this is from God and this is a trial from God,
那我们就要学会从约伯的道理里面学会顺服神。
Then we need to learn from the book of Job to be obedient.
那在这个过程当中呢，把我们的口闭起来。
In this process, we need to shut our mouths.
那这样子我们就不会变成让神的旨意昏暗不明的那一个人。
Then we will, so we won't be the person who darkens the will of the Lord.
我们才不会用我们的嘴巴去犯罪，让神不高兴。
Or will we let our mouth sin and cause displeasure to God?
我们先来翻开一节经节，看约伯记三十八章。
Let's first turn to Job chapter 38.
我们从神对约伯所讲的第一句话来回头看这样的一个教导。
And I would like to look at what the Lord first said to Job as our teaching.
三十八章的第一节啊
，Chapter 38, verse 1.
第三节
until verse 3.
先读一节到三节。
In verse 1, then the Lord answered Job out of the storm. He said, verse 2, who is this that darkens my counsel with words without knowledge? Verse 3, brace yourself like a man. I will question you, and you shall answer me.
好，这里是神其实在整个约伯受苦的过程里面，他都在看，神就站在旁边就在观察整个他跟朋友的对话。
And throughout the entire suffering of Job, God was there, closely watching what they were saying.
等到这个年轻人以利户他讲完以后
，And after this young man Elihu finished speaking,
因为这个年轻人以利户他对苦难其实有更深入的看法，他的了解比较接近神的意思。
And this young man Elihu, his viewpoint of suffering has more depth and is more closer to the will of God.
那这是从三十二章一直到三十七章的内容。
And this is the content from chapter 32 to chapter 37.
这是我们接下来下个礼拜我们在读经的重点。
And this is the most important point for our Bible reading next week.
那以利户他讲完以后，约伯都没有讲话了，他其实也没有机会再讲什么了。
And after Elihu spoke, Job did not say anything because he didn't have a chance to say anything.
然后接下去就是神马上说了。
And then God spoke.
第二节，谁用无知的言语使我的旨意暧昧不明呢
？In verse 2, who is this that darkens my counsel with words without knowledge?
那这个人是谁
？And who is this?
当然，神是对约伯讲的啦。
And God is speaking to Job.
所以显然就是约伯。
And so it's obviously Job.
在神化缘的那个时候，约伯他其实他不但自己本身对神在他身上所存的旨意他不愿意顺服，然后他也讲了一些不应该说的话。
And Job, because he spoke some words, because he didn't understand the will of the Lord, and he was not willing to be obedient.
其实一开头约伯就知道他的这个患难是从神来的。
But from the beginning, Job knew that these sufferings came from God.
他本来是可以变得很完全的。
And that he was supposed to be perfect.
其实这个完全也就是经过这个苦难、这个对话之后，他才发现他自己的问题了。
And it is through these conversations that he find out his own issues.
然后他才有这个机会变得更好，所以最后他就真的是完全的。
And so this is his opportunity to become better and to become perfect.
神接下去就问他说，就跟他说，你要向勇士束腰，我问你，你就可以指示我。
And God said to him, brace yourself like a man, I will question you, and you shall answer me.
接下去神给他一连串的问题。
And then God gave him a series of questions.
都不是在针对他受苦的原因。
And it was not questions about why he suffered.
也就是说，神不是针对约伯的问题来回答他的话。
And that is to say, God did not answer Job according to what he has asked.
是反过来用很多疑问，然后请问约伯，你回答看看呢、啊？你知不知道
？On the contrary, he asked Job many questions and asked whether or not he knew the answer.
啊，我们其实会从读经读下去，会看到约伯他都不知道，他都没办法回答神。
And after we continue to read, we'll see that Job was not able to answer the Lord.
好，那所以其实约伯在受苦当中，他隐隐约约的知道这是从神来的操练，可是他却用他无知的话语，让神的旨意在他们看他跟朋友之间，这个当场的人觉得好像搞不清楚神到底是公义还是慈爱的人。
And although Job knew that the suffering is a trial from the Lord, but through his words of ignorance, he blurred the conversation with his friends on whether or not this is the will of God.
我们早上已经提到，撒旦对苦难的看法基本上是错误的。
And this morning we had talked about the viewpoint of Satan on suffering is wrong.
因为撒旦认为苦难会让一个人离开神。
Because Satan believes that suffering will cause a person to leave the Lord.
那约伯的太太，她对苦难认知也不完全正确。
And the viewpoint of suffering from the Job's wife was also wrong.
约伯的三个朋友，他们更是误解了整个苦难的目的。
And the three friends of Job also misunderstood the goals of the suffering.
他们只是认为从罪才会导致苦难。
And they feel that suffering comes from sin.
其实不是这样子。
But in reality, this is not so.
这个罪导致苦难只是苦难的原因之一而已。
And sin causing suffering is only one of the reasons for suffering.
这是从神的管教的角度看的。
And this is from the viewpoint of the discipline of God.
但神有更高的旨意，神有更美好的作为，是人不能用简单的这个逻辑去推测的。
But God has even a more wonderful will that cannot be explained by the logics of man.
特别是对约伯这个人来说。
Especially towards Job.
因为在当时候，神让约伯遇到这个苦难的那个时代、那个时间点上，约伯真的是没有话讲，那是完全正直的。
And because at the point where Job started to suffer, Job was a perfect man.
但是约伯的在那个时候的完全正直，并不代表以后他都一直可以完全下去啊。
And Job being perfectly righteous at the time doesn't mean he can continue to be righteous.
我们人活在世上，只要一口气在哈，我们人在这个世界上所经过的事情是动态的，我们很有可能会遇到各种不同的问题、不同的试炼临到我们身上的。
As long as we live in this world, our situation will be dynamic and we'll encounter many different things.
除非我们能够真的明白神在我们身上的旨意，也能愿意顺服，否则我们很有可能在下一波考验的时候，我们就怀疑起神的慈爱，我们就对神的信心动摇了。
Unless we understand the will and the love of the Lord, or else after when we encounter the next suffering, we'll be shaken towards God.
但是神的意思就是要约伯真的完全。
But God's will is for Job to be perfect.
要让神的名得荣耀的。
And so the name of the Lord can be glorified.
要让魔鬼无话可说。
And so that Satan can no longer speak.
让每一个人都可以了解，其实我们今天在神面前都可以这样追求，神也愿意我们到了这个地步。
And so, and for all of us to understand that we can be perfect, and for everyone to pursue this perfection.
就是神是要给我们更多祝福。
And God wants to give us even more blessing.
他让我们在世上能够真的活出神的形象来。
And He wants us to live His image in the world.
哦，所以其实那个约伯他的三个朋友，他们给约伯的一些话语，让约伯他心里面很不平静。
And the words of the friends of Job caused unrest in his heart.
然后接下来就是约伯他本身。
And then it was Job himself.
他经历这些事情以后，他知道，哎，这个灾祸是从神赐给他的了。
And after he encountered these things, he knew that these sufferings came from the Lord.
可是他在跟朋友这样对话当中，一来一往，他就开始怀疑起神的意思了。
And he carries on his conversation with his friends, he started to doubt the will of the Lord.
然后他就话语当中出现了埋怨神的 的口气。
Then in his words, he started to have words of complaint.
他更很想要说直接到神面前去问个明白。
And he even wanted to go in front of God and ask him.
那他的这个态度以及他的这些话语，让旁边听的这个以利户越听越不是滋味。
And his words and his attitude caused Elihu to be uncomfortable.
所以这个年轻人以利户，他最后他就发言讲话。
So in the end, Elihu spoke.
那他讲话的时候，他就告诉约伯有一个很重要一点。
And when he spoke, he told Job that there's a very important point.
那这也让我们看到以利户这个年轻人，他虽然年纪轻轻的，可是他对神的旨意、对神的作为，嘿，确实有很超越的认识哦。
And Elihu, although he was young, but he has a great understanding of the work of the Lord.
因为他的前提就是神是至大的，我们人要了解我们的角色，不能够去跟神争辩的啦。
Because he prefaced his conversation with that God is great and we are minute, we cannot argue with God.
因为他听到约伯他的话以后，他觉得约伯的话没有道理。
And because once he heard the words of Job, he felt that they were illogical.
我们看三十三章。
Let's turn to chapter 33.
约伯记三十三章。
Job chapter 33.
第八节。
Verse 8.
第八节。从八节一直读到第十一节。
Job chapter 33, verse 8 to 11. And verse 8. But you have said in my hearing, I heard the very words. Verse 9. I am pure and without sin. I am clean and free from guilt. Verse 10. Yet God has found fault in me. He considers me his enemy. Verse 11. He fastens my feet in shackles. He keeps close watch on all my paths.
这一段话其实约伯他跟朋友对话当中，在不同的场合，不一样的就是应该说是在第一回合所讲出的话语了哈。
And this is what Job has spoken to his friends during the first round of the conversation.
从第九章到第十三章都有。
And from chapter 9 to chapter 13, these words appeared.
我们有时候在读圣经的时候哈，我们自己做做功课去找找看，约伯在什么时候讲出这些话了。
When we're reading the Bible, maybe we can do some homework and find out when did Job say these words.
其实我们这样去查的时候，我们才会有印象，才会深刻的。
Only when we study in this way will this be impressionable.
约伯他真的是这样讲过。
And this is truly what Job has said.
在第九章。
In chapter 9.
第十章。
In chapter 10.
第十三章。
In chapter 13.
他都因为这个是针对他的朋友所讲的话，他回答的话语。
And these are the words that he answered to his friends.
所以约伯一直认为说他本身是清洁无辜，他没有罪过的。
And so Job, he feels that he himself is clean and without sin.
现在神把我当作仇敌了。
But now God found me as his enemy.
神让我遇到这一切。
And God has allowed me to encounter all these things.
神窥察我的一切的道路，我所行的每一件事情，神都知道。
And God keeps close watch on all my paths and all my actions.
但是为什么会这样子对待我？
But why does he treat me in this way?
所以在约伯心中换了好多问号，为什么？为什么
？And so in the mind of Job, he had many questions. Why is this?
但是第十二节，以利户他说：“我要回答你说，你这个话无理，因为神比世人更大。
”And verse 12, Elihu said, "But I tell you, in this you are not right, for God is greater than man."
第十三节
，in verse 13,
你为何要与他争论呢？因为他的事情都不对人解说。
And why do you complain to him that he answers none of man's words?
哦，那这个第十三节的意思就是说，你为什么想要跟神辩论，要问为什么
？And verse 13 means that why are you trying to argue with God？
因为神不必向人来解释他行事的原则，就是说，神不需要跟你说明他要这样子对待你了。
And he also says that God has no obligation to explain why he's treating you in this way。
那接下去第十四节，其实他就是说，其实神用很多的方式来提醒人，让人明白他的旨意。
In verse 14, he says that God uses many ways to remind us of His will.
第15节就说，哎，神其实曾经，神会用异梦或异象来指示人当明白的道理了。
And God will use dreams or visions to direct man in the way they ought to walk.
第19节说
，In verse 19,
神也会用疼痛、用病痛，让人可以醒悟的。
And God will also use illness and pain to wake up a person.
第二十三节
，in verse 23,
另外一个方式，神有可能会派使者 来传达他的信息。
God may send a mediator to deliver his message.
来说明神的慈爱。
And to explain the love of the Lord.
也就是说，让人可以了解，其实神在我们身上所存的旨意，真的都是平安的，都要是福的。
And so it allows us to understand that His will for us is peaceful and is a blessing.
重点就是要让每一个属神的人，神所爱的人，都能够欢呼朝见神的面。
And the most important point is that all those who are loved by the Lord can see His face.
哦，那最后呢，每一个人都会有一个领悟，就是其实我们人在这个生命当中，如果犯罪，如果颠倒是非。不公义不公平他说对我们每一个人来说都没有好处的
and in the end we'll all come to realization that if we upturn the truth and walk in unrighteous way this is not beneficial to us
所以一个人如果领受神的旨意以后
if a person receives the will of the Lord
第二十七节
verse 27
他一定会明白这个道理
he will understand this truth
因为他说这个人会在人面前歌唱说我犯罪我颠倒是非这都与我无益的
And then he comes to a man and says, I sinned and perverted what was right, but I did not get what I deserved.
其实神第十四第接下去的第二十八节说，神救赎我的灵魂免入深坑，我的生命也必见光。
In verse 28, he redeemed my soul from going down to the pit, and I will live to enjoy the light.
所以其实神最后都是要救赎我们每一个人的生命，能够到他那里直接啊活在光明里，就是在天国里面是。可以享受永远的生命呢。
And so God will redeem us in the end so that we can all be taken into the light.
所以当时候这个以利户呢他就提醒约伯说你在这个跟三个朋友的对话里面你讲那些话其实是很不应该的。
And so Elihu reminded Job that while in their conversation, Job has spoken words that should not have been spoken.
因为第我们现在看跳过去看第三十五啊三十四章。
Let's turn to chapter 34.
34章的第三十三十五节。
Chapter 34, verse 35.
35节。
Verse 35. Job speaks without knowledge. His words lack insight.
这里说，约伯你讲话好像没有知识哈，好像没有智慧一样啊。
And here he said that Job, you speak words without knowledge.
第三十七节最后他说。
In verse 37, he said.
他说他在罪上又加上了悖逆，在我们中间。拍手，用许多的言语轻慢神。
Into his sin, he adds rebellion. Scornfully, he claps his hands among us and multiplies his words against God.
所以其实我们如果仔细看这个以利户他在跟约伯教训的时候，他其实用的用词也是很严厉，一点都不客气。
And we can see that in rebuking Job, Elihu used a very stern words.
他那时候其实并没有已经因为约伯。该讲的话都讲过了，他已经不会觉得说我现在讲话哈，他也不会伤心的了。
And because Job has already spoken everything that he needed to speak, so he did not feel that he would hurt Job's feelings.
他现在只是要把他的问题点出来啊。
And now he wanted to point out his problems.
所以以利户就说：“你用很多的话语啊，轻慢神，就是说你这些话在神面前本来应该要谨慎的，你竟然随便讲把它讲出来了，现在讲出来你就收不回去了。”
And Elihu said that you have used multitude of words against God, and these words should not have been spoken.
那其实到这个地方为止，那个以利户都还没有回答，还没有给约伯一个提醒，说为什么他今天遭受这些苦难。
And up to this point, Elihu did not remind Job why he encountered these things.
那之后呢，接下去他因为他的话一直连下来讲的。
And because he continues to speak.
然后接下来呢，他就开始啊。因为以利户他一直要强调神是公义，他神绝对不会做错事的。
And Elihu wanted to emphasize that God is righteous and He will not do wrong things.
因为这个时候以利户他在听约伯他对神的这些抱怨以后呢，他认为他需要为神说几句话，特别是有关于神的公义这个问题。
And because after Elihu heard what Job has spoken, he felt that he needs to speak for God and for His righteousness.
那第三十五章的第七节
，In chapter 35, verse 7，
他特别强调说，神其实是看顾义人的。
And it says that God looks after the righteous.
义人被神看顾，神把他们高举啊，让他们啊得到荣耀。
And a righteous man is looked after by God, and He will exalt them.
但是第八节说
，In verse 8 it says，
他们指的是这些义人呢、啊， 若是被锁链捆住，被苦难的绳索缠住。
And if a man is bound by chains and held fast by cords of affliction.
第九节
Verse 9.
他就把他们的作为和过犯指示他们，叫他们知道有骄傲的行动。
And he tells them what they have done and that they have sinned arrogantly.
所以这个他指的是神。
And here he refers to God.
神借着锁链跟苦难要把这个这些义人他们的作为跟他们的过犯指示出来，让他们可以明白。
And through chains and affliction, God will point out the shortcoming of righteous so that they can understand.
要让他们知道自己的心里面其实存着不顺服跟骄傲，对神骄傲的心呢。
And to let them understand that in their heart they have disobedience and arrogance.
然后呢，第十节说
，In verse ten,
神也要开通他们的耳朵，得受教训。吩咐他们离开罪孽转回。
And he makes them listen to correction and commands them to repent of their evil.
就是借这个苦难，人才会真的很注意啊，这个耳朵到底听什么？听神的声音，要仔细听。
And through suffering, we will listen more attentively to the words of God.
因为有时候神讲一讲哦，人都把它不当一回事，他就把它当成耳边风过了。
Because oftentimes when God is speaking, we do not pay attention.
为什么？
Why is it?
因为33章的第14节说，
Because in chapter 33, verse 14, it says,
他说神说一次两次，世人却不理会了。
And God speaks once and twice, but a man will not perceive of it.
其实神他会跟人说话的。
But God will speak to man.
只是世人不留意神所说的话。
It is only that the man of the world did not listen to his words.
那神说话，你看就是异梦异象啊，派使者啊，让我们碰到困难啊，这些事情就是神在跟我们讲话嘛。
And when God sends us dreams or visions or through a mediator or through suffering, these are the ways that God is speaking to us.
好，所以36章呢，这个以利户就强调说，其实这些苦难哦，就是要把我们的耳朵打开。
And so in chapter 36, Elihu emphasized that the suffering is to open our ears.
那如果能够听从神的，
and if we could listen to God,
他们如果能够真的离开这些不义的事情，
if they can truly depart from these unrighteous things,
36章的第11节说，
in chapter 36, verse 11, it says,
他们若听从侍奉他，就必度日亨通，历年福乐。
And if they obey and serve him, they will spend the rest of their days in prosperity and their years in contentment.
12节，
verse 12,
但是若不听从呢，他说就要被刀杀灭，无知无识而死。
But if they do not listen, they will perish by the sword and die without knowledge.
那这个就是人如果愿意顺服神，听从神的话，愿意顺服之后，他说最后一定会从苦境转回来的。
And if a person is willing to listen to God and will be obedient, then he will be turned away from his suffering.
所以接下去就是度日亨通，那接下去就是神啊赏赐更多福气啊。
And he will live the rest of his days in prosperity and his years in contentment.
但是如果不要呢？
But if you don't,
那最后他说，就不明不白，反正最后会死掉，但是不知道为什么死的。
And you will die without knowledge.
那这个时候人就很冤枉过一生了。
And then you have lived your life in vain.
那所以他现在在强调，这个苦难其实有神特别的用意的。
And so he's emphasizing that the suffering has the will of the Lord.
第十五节说，
In verse 15,
他说神借着困苦就把困苦人，趁他们受欺压，开通他们的耳朵。
And but those who suffer, he delivers in their suffering. He speaks to them in their affliction.
第十六节说。
In verse 16,
他说神也必引你出离患难，进入宽阔不狭窄之地，摆在你席上的必满有肥甘。
And he is wooing you from the jaws of distress to a spacious place free from restriction, so the comfort of your table laden with choice food.
其实这句话是以利户他对约伯提醒，苦难是神训练人造就人的方法之一了。
And Elihu is trying to remind Job that suffering is one way of the Lord building up and training a person.
就是要让我们更谨慎，然后我们对罪更敏感。
Is so that we can be more cautious and be more sensitive to sin.
那这个谨慎是包括我们的心，我们的口。
And this caution will include our hearts and our mouth.
他强调神的慈爱绝对没有改变。
And he emphasizes that the love of the Lord has not changed.
所以神最后一定要让你离开患难之境。
In the end, God will remove you from suffering.
要让你进入宽阔不狭窄，就宽阔的地方，让你最后 能够离开这个苦难呢、啊、
He will take you to a spacious place without restriction away from suffering.
摆在你面前的就是满有肥甘，就是神额外就是更丰盛的祝福。
And before you, your table will be laden with choice food with even more blessing from God.
所以从以利户他所提醒的他对苦难的了的认识呢，其实已经更超越了，他已经看到了神训练人的目的。
And so from the understanding of suffering of Elihu, he is closer to the teaching of God.
但是当时候约伯呢，他因为他本身在受苦，对约伯来说，其实他一开头也知道这个道理啊。
And but to Job, because he is suffering and he knew this teaching in the beginning.
可是最后哈、哦，他就在被朋友冤枉的情况下，他就咽不下那口气了。
And in the end, because he was misunderstood by his friends, he was not able to overcome this.
他就一定要说他的看法。
He wanted to speak his mind.
他越说啊，这个话就越不得体了。
And the more he speaks, the more his words are deviate.
那其实那是可以了解的。
But this is understandable.
因为当时约伯真的是在极苦难当中。
Because Job was under great suffering
at the time. 那以利户跟他另外是三个朋友，他们都是。在很平安的情况下
，and Elihu and his other friends were living in peace.
那所以其实你看最后那个第十七节哈，三十六章十七节
，and so in verse 17,
这个以利户说：“你满口有恶人批评的言语、判断和刑罚，抓住你了。
”But now you are laden with the judgment due to the wicked. Judgment and justice have taken hold of you.
第十八节
，verse 18,
不可以容愤怒触动你，使你不服责罚，也不可以因赎价大就偏行。
And be careful that no one entices you by riches. Do not let large bribe turn you aside.
意思就是说，他在约伯的对话当中呢，出现了批评神的话语。
And that is in the words of Job. He had words of complaint and criticism towards God.
好，那这个时候他的口哈、啊，他讲出的话语有时候像恶，就是听在这个朋友的耳中啊，就像恶人讲话一样呢。
And in the ears of his friends, he has spoken words of wickedness.
第十八节说
，verse 18 says,
他说不可以容愤怒触动你，使你不服责罚。
And it says, do not careful that no one entices you by riches.
也就是说，其实约伯他面对他三个朋友这样子在指控他的时候，他当时真的是很生气的。
And because when faced with the criticism of his friends, Job was very angry.
在这个愤怒当中、哦、约伯讲话就相对的跟他在之前第一章第二章那么平静安稳的时候的对话就不一样了。
And because of his anger, the words that he spoke was different from the words in chapter 1 and 2 when he was calm.
这就告诉我们，如果我们有时候在怒中说话，或者是在怒中处理事情，常常会让神的旨意暧昧不明，我们自己本身一定会受亏损。
And this tells us that if we speak in anger or do things in anger, we'll often darken the will of the Lord.
那其实在愤怒当中，我们如果心不平静的时候，往往我们讲出来的话，听在那个听者的耳中、哦、就很刺耳。其实有时候真的好意都被人家误会，变成批评的话了。
And when we speak in anger, oftentimes our words will not be pleasing to the people who hear it.
那所以第二十一节，这个时候以利户提醒约伯。
And so in verse 21, Elihu reminded Job,
你要谨慎，不可以看重罪孽，因为你选择罪孽，过于选择苦难。
And beware of turning to evil, which you seem to prefer to affliction.
第二十二节，神行事有高大的能力，教训人的有谁像他呢？
In verse 22, God is exalted in his power. Who is a teacher like him?
二十三节，谁派定他的道路？谁能说你所行的不义呢？
In verse 23, who has prescribed his way for him, or said to him, you have done wrong?
第二十四节，你不可以忘记称赞他所行的伟大，就是人所歌颂的。
In verse 24, remember to extol his work, which men have praised in song.
这一段提醒就是要约伯真的不要误解神。
And this reminder is to Job so that he will not misunderstand God.
你不能说神所行的不义。
You cannot say God has done unrighteous things.
你不能够一直强调自己的义，然后说神处理事情好像有偏差，不公平。
You can't emphasize your own righteousness and say that God is unfair.
那神特别强调，神是至高的，他是天地万物的主宰，他做事不需要经过你的同意了。
And he emphasizes that God is exalted. He is the creator of the universe. He does not need your permission to do things.
要永远记住，要称赞神。
He needs to always remember to praise God.
即使在你是不明白为什么神让你发生这些事情的情况下，也要懂得称赞神。
Even when you don't understand why these things are happening to you, you need to praise God.
因为这位神，他是大的，我们不能全知。他的做事有时候我们不明白，但是不表示他是错的。
And because God is great, and sometimes He does things that we can't understand, but that doesn't mean He is wrong.
所以我们人的角色就是要尊重神，要顺服神就对了。
So the role of man is to respect God and to worship Him.
好，所以他一直要约伯，你要，其实他说要选择苦难，不要选择罪孽了。
And he told Job that you need to choose affliction and not evil.
如果神今天赐给我们的是苦难，
and if God has given us affliction,
他说你宁可把这个苦难拿下来。
And he says that
接受。
We would rather take this affliction.
但是不要去选择苦难，选择罪孽。
Rather than choosing to be evil.
那选择罪孽意思就是说，面对这个苦难，我们不愿意接受，然后我们就开始去评论神，然后误解神，然后就用一些话语。或者是心里面对神 有让神不高兴 的说法或者想法。
And what this means is that instead of accepting this affliction, we will instead criticize God and to question why God allows this to happen to us.
那其实这样的一个心情或者这样的做法是我们人常常会做，特别是我们在患难当中的时候，很容易就会这样想，这样说。
But this is often the path that we choose, and it's very easy for us to fall into this choice.
那这个以利户他就提醒约伯要谨慎了。
And so Elihu reminded Job that you need to be cautious.
那从以利户的话里面，其实我们也看到，其实这整个苦难过程里面，神要约伯除去的就是这几点。
And from the words of Elihu, we can see that what God wanted Job to take away is these points.
就是我们人可能不明白神的旨意。
And that is that we may not understand the will of God.
即使我们隐隐约约知道说，哎，这个苦难似乎是神加给我们的。因为如果神不同意，啊，有谁能够让我们遇到这些事情呢
？And because we may faintly understand that this is what God has allowed to happen to us.
因为我们今天受洗归入主的名下，我们整个生命是在神的掌握底下的。
Because after we're baptized into the Lord, our life is in the hands of the Lord.
没有，如果没有神的同意，没有人能够，或者是没有任何的其他的灵界的东西能够对我们做什么？
Without the permission of God, nothing here or in the spiritual world can do anything.
那现在问题是，为什么神要让这个事情发生在我们身上呢？
But now the question is, why did God allow this to happen to us?
那我们可能不明白啊。
We may not understand.
那我们不明白神的旨意的时候，
when we don't understand the will of the Lord,
我们会不会去误解神？
Will we misunderstand God?
我们会不会埋怨神？
Will we complain to God?
我们愿不愿意完全说啊？对，主耶稣神给我们的这些，我们就不要说什么，就求神帮助我们过每一天日子。
And will we be willing to say not ask any questions and just accept what God has given to us?
当时候约伯他这个过程，他在跟朋友对话里面，他就出现了这个毛病，他不愿意顺服。
And so in the conversation of Job and his friends.Job had this problem that he was not willing to be obedient.
这也是神要约伯拿掉的这个杂质。
And this is the impurity God wanted Job to remove.
因为当时候约伯他真的在话语上不谨慎了。
Because at the time, Job was not cautious with his words.
我们看第七章。
Let's turn to Job chapter 7.
第七章。
Job chapter 7.
第十一节。
Chapter 7 verse 11.
七章十一节说：“我不禁止我的口，我灵愁苦要发出言语，我心苦恼要吐露哀情。”
In verse 11, therefore I will not keep silent; I will speak out in the anguish of my spirit; I will complain the bitterness of my soul.
约伯说：“我现在不讲不行了。”
And says, Job said that I can no longer keep silent.
心里太苦了，我不吐，要一吐为快。
There's so much bitterness in my soul; I need to spill them out.
第十四节了哈。
Verse 14.
你用梦惊骇我，用异象恐吓我。
And even then, you frighten me with dreams and terrify me with visions.
在当时候，约伯他认为神用梦、用异象来吓他的。
And at that time, Job felt that God is using dreams and visions to frighten him.
但是 以利户认为异梦跟异象是神要跟我们说话的方法，是要。
But Elihu feels that dreams and visions one way God speaks to us.
那这个一样是对同样一个事情，以利户他当时的看法就是神在跟我们讲话。
And within the same matter, the viewpoint of Elihu is that God is speaking to us.
但是约伯认为是神在吓他。
But to Job, God is scaring.
那这个就是差别的。
And this is the difference.
所以当时约伯他说第十一节哈，他讲的很，他讲的非常的强烈。
And so Job in verse 11, he spoke very strongly.
十五节，对不起，十五节。
Verse 15.
甚至我林肯，林肯噎死，林肯死亡，甚是留我这一身的骨头啊。
And verse 15 says, "So I prefer strangling and death rather than this body of mine."
所以那时候他直接说我干脆死了算了。
And so at that time, he says that he would rather die.
他噎死也好。
And whether it's being strangled.
其实噎死是一口气而已呢。
And being strangled is a matter of a breath.
一口气吞不下去就走了。
It's because that you can no longer take one more breath, so you die.
我们有一姐妹的亲戚就是这样子。
And there was a relative of a certain sister that happened.
吃东西被噎到就死了。
And because when he was eating something, he choked.
当时约伯就是认为说干脆死掉算了。
And so at that time, Job felt that he would rather die.
所以当时约伯他这个时候他已经决定说哈。我要用我的口讲我应该讲的话，反正我想讲就讲了。
And so at that time, Job has already decided that he will speak whatever is on his mind.
那所以呢，你看，我们就看到他咒诅他的生日。
And so we can see that he cursed the day of his birth.
他埋怨神把他带入这个世界。
And he has complained to God that he brought him into this world.
那个时候他就忘记说，啊，其实神让他活在世界，不是曾经经历的有神同在、有神祝福这么。风光尊贵荣耀的日子吗？
At that time he forgot that God has brought him into this world with glory and riches and wealth.
所以其实在人在苦难当中就把神给的恩典就忘记了。
And so in the time of suffering we often forget the blessing and grace of the Lord.
眼睛就一直看到我现在的苦难而已。
And our eyes will only see the suffering
today. 没有想到神其实之前已经给他更多恩典。
And we have forgotten that God has given us much blessing and grace.
那这个所以在这个苦难当中我们每一个人都要很小心我们自己的口。
And so in our suffering, we need to be careful of our mouth.
要禁止我们的口说出不该说的话。
We need to restrain our mouth so that we will not say words that we should not speak.
这是为什么箴言跟传道书就提醒我们说，多言多语难免有过。
And so in the book of Job and Ecclesiastes, it tells us the more we speak, the more mistake we'll make.
有时候我们讲太多话，难免会说错。
And sometimes when we speak too much, we'll make some mistakes.
所以有时候有智慧的人就是少说为妙。
And so those who are wise will speak less.
特别是在我们不明白的情况下，最好不讲。
Especially in the time where we do not understand, we will keep silent.
反正真理住在人心，反正公理就在那里，不会改变的。
And because the truth is out there, it will not change.
但有时候我们人往往的缺点就是，不说憋得很难过。
But sometimes our fault is that we cannot keep silent.
其实约伯是这样子做哈，他是这样子想，有话一定要说。以利户也是这样子，他年轻人虽然对神比较了解，他听。他们的对话，他也后来发现不说不行。
And Elihu was the same with Job that he was trying to keep silent, but in the end, he must speak.
好，我们看第三十二章。
Let's turn to chapter 32.
这是我们人有时候很自然的反应了。
This is our natural reaction.
那这但是也提醒我们要小心呢。
But it also reminds us that we need to be careful.
三十二章的十七节。
In chapter 32, verse 17.
我要回答我的一份话，陈说我的意见，因为我的言语满怀，我里面的灵激动我。我的胸怀如盛酒之囊，没有出气之缝，又如新皮带，快要破裂了。
Into verse 19,
17节
verse 17. I too will have my say. I too will tell what I know. Verse 18. For I am full of words, and the spirit within me compels me. Verse 19. Inside I am like bottled up wine, like new wineskin ready to burst.
第二十节说，我要说话，使我舒畅，我要开口回答。
In verse 20, I must speak and find relief. I must open my lips and reply.
这个就是其实我们往往碰到事情或听到什么话，我们有时候觉得不说不行啊。
And oftentimes when we encounter certain things, we will feel compelled to speak.
当然，以利户他后来所讲的话就是提醒约伯要注意的，也指出他的一些问题。
And of course, Elihu spoke words to remind Job some of the problems that he had.
但是约伯他在受苦的当事人，他所讲的话就跟他原来所想的不一样。
But Job being in the midst of suffering Well, what he said is not what is, he's actually thinking.
在第一章第二章一开头约伯受苦的时候，他就特别强调说他没有以口犯罪，他不以神为欲望。
And in chapter 1 and chapter 2, Job said that he has not spoken words against the Lord.
但是现在到了第十三章以后啊，
But now from chapter 13 onwards,
他就要找神理论了。
He wanted to argue with the Lord.
十三章的第三节。
In chapter 13, verse 3.
十三章第三节。
Chapter 13, verse 3.
我真要对全能者说话了，我愿以神理论了。
But I desire to speak to the Almighty and to argue my case with God.
这个时候，约伯他想要到神面前去陈明他所行的。
And at this point, Job wanted to come before the Lord and to clarify what he has done.
他第十六章又再一次的说，我愿意人可以到神面前去分诉，他希望有这个机会。
And in chapter 16, again, he said that he wishes to have the opportunity to argue his case.
他认为神是正直的，所以如果正直人到神面前去辩论的时候，不会怎样的了。
And he feels that God is righteous, so when a righteous person comes before God, nothing will happen to him.
这一节很重要，看23章的第三节。
And let's turn to chapter 23, verse 3.
23章的第三节。
Chapter 23, verse 3.
唯愿我能够知道在哪里可以寻见神，能够到他的台前。
If only I knew where to find him, if only I could go to his dwelling.
第四节，我就在他面前将我的案件陈明，满口辩白。
And I would state my case before him and fill my mouth with arguments.
那其实，如果我们了解自己的角色，我们的地位，其实我们人怎么能够去跟神辩论呢？
If we understand our role and our status, then we will understand how can we argue with God.
如果神要这样做，那我们有办法改变神让他不要吗？
And if God wanted to do things in this way, can we change his ways?
如果神真的改变，对我们有比较好吗？
If God truly changed, can that be good for us?
其实我们如果仔细想一想，
If we think of this clearly,
当我们想要去跟神辩论的时候，就表示我们忘记自己是谁了。
And at the time when we feel like we need to argue with God, then we have forgotten who we are.
通常我们会质问神为什么的时候，
Oftentimes when we question God with why,
就是我们不服气了。
Is when we're in disagreement with him.
我们把自己站在跟神平等的地位上去问神这个问题。
We put ourselves at the same level of God to ask him this question.
就好像今天如果一个仆人他了解自己的主人是有绝对的权利。
And just as if a servant understands that his master has a complete authority.
那除非这个仆人不要命了啦。
Unless it's a servant,
反正最多就是死嘛。
Is no longer looking to sustain his life.
那不然这个仆人怎么有那个什么样的条件说去跟主人去辩论呢？去跟他争辩说你做这样子不好呢
？Otherwise, how can a servant argue with the master to tell him that he has done wrong？
那要特别，其实约伯他到神面前去，其实不只是想要跟神辩白而已啊。
And Job coming before the Lord, he not only wants to argue with God.
他其实要跟神说：“神啊，你这样子对我实在是太没有意思了。”
And he wanted to say to God that this is wrong the way that you're treating me.
十六章的第九节说
，In chapter 16, verse 9,
神对我发怒
，And God showed his anger towards me.
第十六章第九节说，神撕裂我，逼迫我，
and so,
向我切齿。
And God has torn me and gnawed his teeth at me.
他现在一直觉得说，神这样子对他很不公平。
And he feels that God has been unfair to him.
然后他把神当，他认为神把他当作敌人了。
And he feels that God considers him as his enemy.
因为这个认为神把他当仇敌这个讲法呢，在第十九章也是有。
And in chapter 19, he also mentions that God considers him as an enemy.
第十九章，看第十九章。
Let's turn to chapter 19.
十九章的第十一节
，verse 11，
十一节说他的愤怒向我发作，以我为敌人呢。
His anger burns against me; he counts me among his enemies.
那我们就知道说，这个时候，你看在上约伯在讲话的时候，神其实在听的呢。
We could see at this time when Job is speaking, God is listening.
那约伯多次的向神说：“主啊，为什么我跟你讲话，你都不回答我？”
And many times Job said that, why is it that I'm speaking to you, but God, you do not answer me.
他一直要求有这个机会，可是神都没有出声音，都好像都没有理他一样啊。
And he is asking for this opportunity, but it seems like God is ignoring him.
所以在让约伯就心里面就很纳闷。
And so Job was very puzzled in his heart.
那其实神的用意就是要让约伯经过这一些事情，他能够真的平静他的心，接受神所加给他的训练。
But the purpose of God is that after through the suffering, that he can calm his heart and to receive the teaching of God.
约伯他后来想要找神理论这件事情，神事实上是有跟他提出来的。
And Job seeking to have an opportunity to argue with God, God has also mentioned this.
表示他要找神理论这件事情，神认为说你这个人不知道你在讲什么。
And this means that God feels that Job did not know what he was talking about when he was asking for this.
我们看第四十章。
Let's turn to chapter 40.
四十章。
Job chapter 40.
第一节第二节。
Verse 1 and 2. Verse 1. Then the Lord said to Job, verse 2, will the one who contends with the Almighty correct him? Let him who accuses God, God answer him.
强辩的可以岂可跟全能者争论呢？
And who can contend with the Almighty?
你想要跟神以神辩驳的，你可以回答这些吧。
And if you want to accuse God, then you can answer him.
因为在前面三十九章，神反问约伯好多问题。
And in chapter 38 and 39, God asked Job many questions.
约伯本来要跟神辩论的，神放在旁边没有理他，先问他这些问题，你先跟我回答。然后再来谈这个问题了。
And Job wanted to argue with God, but God put these aside and say, answer these questions first before we argue.
那所以其实我们就发现呢，这个神给约伯这个很大的患难，他的重点在哪里？
And so we can see the point of why God allowed Job to suffer so greatly.
其实就是要让约伯他懂得完全顺服神，也完全能够臣服在他绝对的旨意底下。
And so that Job can completely be obedient to God and to be completely under his will.
本来约伯他讲话很小心。
And originally Job was very careful in his words.
可是他经过他朋友这个轮番的指控他，他被误解以后。
But through the accusation of his friends.
现在约伯哇就讲话就开始大胆起来了。
And now Job is speaking boldly.
他就问神为什么。
He asked God why.
他把自己认为他跟神是可以直接平等对话的。
And he feel that he is on in the same level with God and able to speak directly to him.
那这个也就是说，我们人往往在我们认为很合理的情况下，我们会愿意敬畏神、顺服神。
And that is for us, oftentimes in the time of prosperity, we're willing to obey God.
但是在被误会或者是不明白神的旨意底下，我们就开始有意见了。
But when we're misunderstood or we do not understand His will.Then we have our own opinions.
这个时候很可能我们就没有办法持守我们原本在神面前的纯正。
And at this time, we may not be able to hold fast to our righteousness before God.
其实也会最后会引出我们对神的埋怨的。
In the end, it will bring out the complaints that we have against God.
所以神的试验的目的就是要把他这样一个，你即使连这样的一个心态，连这样的话语，都要从他的生命里面拿走。
And so the purpose of the trial of God is to take away these things from his life.
因为当他会想要跟神辩论的时候，不顺服神的旨意的时候，
because when he is thinking of arguing with the Lord or disobedient to the Lord.
其实对约伯来说，他觉得他有理由的啦。
To Job, he felt justified.
他为了能够到神面前去。
Because he wants to come before the
Lord. 他一定要先把他自己躲好讲出来。
He needs to speak why he is so righteous.
所以到最后，你看约伯他的跟朋友对话的最后段，他就一直在标榜他自己有多好。
And so the latter part of the conversation with his friends, he started to emphasize how good he is.
他行义。
That he is righteous.
他是这样子下定决心要求自己能够把神的旨意行得完全的人哦。
And he is so determined to be completely obedient to the will of God.
在他这样的一个要求底下，他本来他认为他应该有资格来去跟神问问看。
And because he has asked himself to behave in this way, he felt he's qualified to ask God.
但是也就是在这样一个心情底下，他就是以自己为义而不以神为义的。
And under this kind of attitude, he felt that he is righteous and not because of God.
哦，所以你看约伯他这个跟朋友对话，那最后他那个以利户在旁边，他为什么他憋不住不说不行了？就是因为约伯以自己为义，但是把神的义就拿走了。
And why is it that Elihu can no longer keep silence? Because he felt that Job is self-righteous and he took away the righteousness of God.
因为三十二章第二节那个时候特别强调，以利户向约伯发怒。
In chapter 32, verse 2, Elihu was angry towards Job.
因为约伯自以为义，不以神为义。
Because he justifies himself rather than God.
其实约伯之所以能够有荣耀，他能够享受神一切祝福，都是从神来，他自己他知道了。
And Job was able to receive prosperity and wealth because it's all because of God.
第三十章讲他现在这么苦，他落到这个地步。
In chapter 30, it says that now he's suffering and he's in this situation.
其实一开始他也知道啊。
In the beginning, he knows.
不是第二章他说神可以赐福，神不是可以也可以降祸吗？
And in chapter 2, he said that God gives and God takes away.
但是到第三十章的时候，
But in, when we come to chapter 30,
他认为说神，你现在把我丢在污泥当中，让我像尘土跟炉灰一般的卑微，
and,
一点没有价值。
And he feels that God has thrown him in the dirt so that he is worthless like the earth.
三十章的第二十节说，
In chapter 30, verse 20,
主啊，我呼求你，你不应允我。我站起来，你就定睛看我。
And I cry out loud to you, O God, but you do not answer. I stand up, but you merely look at me.
二十一节说，你向我变心了，待我残忍，又用大能来追逼我。
Verse 21, you turn on me ruthlessly with might of your hand, you attack me.
其实神有向他变心吗
？But the God turn on him.
没有啊，神从头到尾都一样的。
God is the same from the beginning to the end.
神在约伯身上的旨意都没有改变。
The will of God on Job has never changed.
现在改变的是约伯本身了。
But the one who has changed is Job himself.
那其实第二十节，当时候约伯也知道神在这里啊，说主啊，我呼求你，但是你不应允我。
In verse 20, Job knew that God was there.
神一直与他同在。
God was always with him.
这个事实约伯从头到尾他都知道。
And Job knows this fact from the beginning to the end.
可是他就是没有办法顺服神在他身上所成就这一切了。
But he is not able to be obedient to what God has done.
现在一定要问个清楚。
And so now he needs to clarify.
但是他这样一个请求，神不会回答他。
But God does not answer this request.
最后，神透过这个年轻人以利户，让他明白一件事。
And so later, God through Elihu allowed him to understand certain things.
因为以利户他后来跟约伯提醒，你不要再去追问你受苦的原因了。
And because Elihu reminded Job to not continue to ask why you're suffering.
你受苦，如果是出于神，神不用告诉你啊，神不用经过你的同意才这样做啊。
And you're suffering because of God, so God does not have to explain to you why He's doing this.
所以重点在哪里
？So what is the point?
重点是在苦难当中，你要看到神的慈爱。
The point is that you need to see the mercy and love of God in your suffering.
神一直都在眷顾。
And that God is looking after you.
哦，所以。其实这个通常也是我们在苦难当中的时候，我们一个 很直接的反应，要问为什么。
And so this is a very direct response for us to ask why in a time of suffering.
但其实不用问。
But in reality, we shouldn't have to ask.
反过来要在心里面反过来很明白，原来神应该有一个更高的旨意在。
On the contrary, we need to understand that this is God has His higher will.
有些事情我们不需要知道。
There are some things that we do not need to know.
神如果不让我们知道，那我们就不会知道。
If God does not let us know, then we will not know.
神如果让我们知道，我们一定会很，我们其实很容易把我们的心静下来的时候，哎，就会听到，或者是会听到神派使者来传达的信息的。
And if God has calms our heart, then we will hear or hear the hear His messengers.
所以，与其寻求苦难的原因，不如把这一个把我们的眼光放在神。一直在眷顾我们这个事实上。
So rather than trying to seek why we are suffering, we should focus on the grace of the Lord.
那如果神一直跟我们同在，神一直在眷顾我们。
And if God is always with us, then He will look after us.
那这个苦难，他如果让神要我们学的功课学到了，神就把我们从苦难当中带出来了。
And if God has felt that we have learned what we need to learn, then He will take us out of our suffering.
因为这一切其实 都在强调神是公义的，神是慈爱的。
Because all of this is emphasizing that God is merciful and God is righteous.
神不愿意人白白受苦。
God will not allow us to suffer.
只要我们人都能够了解到神在我们身上所存这个更高的旨意。
As long as we can understand the higher will that God has.
那每一件事情都有意义，都会有价值。
And so that everything that we do has a value.
那最后呢，我们就一定可以领受神多加倍的祝福。
In the end, we'll be able to receive the multitude of blessings.
所以最后约伯记四十二章，约伯他醒悟了。
And so, in the end, in chapter 42, Job came to realization.
经过神这样子跟他问了两次。
And after God asked him twice.
原来他当初所讲的话，就是要让，竟然就是让神的旨意昏暗不明的那个人。
And he is the one who darkens the will of the Lord.
那原来他想要跟神强辩，要跟神辩驳，这样一个态度是错误的。
And that the attitude that he has when he wants to argue with God was wrong.
经过这个苦难之后，他把这个杂质拿走了。
After the suffering, he took away these impurities.
四十二章的第二节。
In verse chapter 42, verse 2.
这是他的结论。
This is his conclusion.
我知道你万事都能做，你的旨意不能拦阻。谁用无知的言语使你的旨意隐藏呢？
And in chapter 2, verse 2, it says, I know you can do all things. No plan of yours can be thwarted. You ask, who is this that obscured my counsel without knowledge?
我所说的是我不明白的，这些事太奇妙，是我不知道的。
And surely I spoke of things I do not understand, things too wonderful for me to know.
那所以其实最后约伯他完全明白全能的神什么事情都可以做，包括降灾祸给他。
And in the end, Job completely understood that God can do all things, including giving him suffering.
他也知道神的旨意不能拦阻。
And he knows that God's will cannot be thwarted.
神就是要让他经历这一切，把他的杂质除掉。
And so that God wanted him to experience all of this.
没有人能够用无知的言语让神的旨意隐藏不明。
So no one can obscure his counsel without knowledge.
愿我们都能够学到约伯所留下给我们这个教训。
And so we hope that we can all learn from Job.
不管在什么境况底下，我们都能够顺服神。
That regardless of the circumstances, we could be obedient to God.
我们不会用我们无知的言语去得罪神，让神的旨意混乱不明。
We will not offend God with our ignorant words and obscure His will.
愿神与我们同在。
And may God be with us.
我们再一起来唱诗。
And let's sing hymn.
144首。
144.